Hi, this is Bittu for Fatima Well, FATIMAHWELLS. Data service is 8/15/2024. Date of birth is 5/8/1981. The date of accident is 4/29/2023, where she was T-boned, driver side. In this accident, leading to headaches with various symptoms of TBI, including loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, lack of focus, lack of concentration, blurred vision, and pain syndromes affecting the left shoulder, neck, mid back, and lower back, and right knee, with the radiation to the left arm involving all the fingers. And the right leg involving posterior part of the buttock and upper part of thigh in S1-S2 dermal compression. The patient has had MRIs subsequently, which showed no damage to the thoracic spine, and it showed herniated disc at L5-S1, L4, L5, L3, L4. And in the knee, it showed partial thickness tear in the anterior detachment ACL with reactive bone marrow edema of the tibial spine. Sorry, that was the right knee. The left knee was completely normal. And there was a meniscus tear in the right knee. In the left shoulder, there was a complex tear of the anterior superior glenoid labrum with fragmentation. She already underwent a surgery for the left shoulder with Dr. Gary Gilliard. Currently, she reports of ongoing pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 6 and 8. The knee pain is, right knee pain is 7. The radiation of pain is minimal, much less frequent. She is following up with the orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Gilliard, and she had a recent IME, the report of which is not available right now. Overall, her pain syndrome is between 5 to 9. ADLs are affected 8. The patient reports of 50% improvement in her symptoms. Kindly review the records for the ADL for the system review. Her additional issues, as well as substance abuse and compliance history, and physical examination has blood pressure of 176/122, pulse 89, pulse ox is 99%. The rest of the exam remains the same from the previous visit dated 6/17/2024, dictation number 0617-019. Plan. Diagnosis is the same plan is after reviewing the maps and the laboratory. The patient is provided with the following medications, which are Celebrex 200 milligram a day, for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. The Tylenol code with codeine number 4 twice a day for pain relief. Elevil 50 milligram at night for depression, GAD disorder relief, as well as sleep and pain relief. Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief and relief of radiculopathy and symptoms of headaches. Lidocaine ointment is for topical pain. The patient was advised to have a series of lumbar epidural steroid injection time 4 for bringing relief and healing to the disc in the lumbar spine, and also injection to the right knee for dealing with the meniscus tear, as well as for the ACL sprain. Later on, one or two injections to the cervical spine, C5-6 for the issue of the herniated disc there in the cervical spine at C5-6 level is also proposed. The patient will be seen soon. And all the other options, including spinal cord stimulation devices, are discussed with the patient. Thank you.